Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were talking about parents who lower their biblical standards in order to keep their children happy. Let's continue with that discussion today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Just like a parent in the home who allows the standards go out the window that they once had in order to gain or maintain or regain favor with their kids. These are people who turn to the flesh instead of just doing God's will, God's way. And I've been in ministry long enough now, folks. 20, 30, 40 years later, what am I seeing? Even 50 years later, I'm seeing kids have gone completely another direction. The ones that are in church are in not a good, sound doctrine church. So that turning, because it'll keep them in church, keeping them in church is not the goal as much as keeping them righteous and holy. If they're righteous and holy, they'll be in the right kind of church. They'll be in a Bible-preaching church. Now, we have live stream of our church services. We've had people from other states, even other countries, that watch our services, not to see my face, that's probably scary, but they watch our services because they don't have that witness, people preaching the word as it is to men as they are, and they want that. They're seeking that, and so they're watching for that, and that's a blessing to us. But if we compromise that, then we have just really rebelled ourselves on God, just like these people of Israel and Judah, they did that. And so they have turned, he says in verse 33, and they have turned unto me the back and not the face. Though I taught them rising up early and teaching them, yet they have not hearkened to receive instruction. They were provided with what they needed, but the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, the desire to be accepted by the world, was greater than the desire to be holy and acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, Romans 12, verse 1. And be not conformed to this world, verse 2 of Romans 12 says, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renew your mind in the word of God daily, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, verse 34 here again of Jeremiah chapter 32. But they set their abominations in the house, which is called by my name, to defile it. Now, this, you're seeing that today. Those churches that were formerly fundamental, some of those truths that stayed true to the word of God and all that, even in churches that weren't Baptists, at least respected God's house. But now you see the drum sets, the strobe lights, the dancing women on the platform, scantily clothed in many cases. They're calling it a praise team, which may be an accurate term, but a lack of understanding, for their praise is of Satan and Satan's victory over their life, thinking they've done good for themselves or for their child or for their church, but not knowing the eternal consequences and the abomination, the utter abomination, it is to the very holiness of God. Now, whether it is the full-blown contemporary movement or the filthy, deceitful move to only tone down the full-fledged music, tone down some things so that not everybody leaves you at once. The devil is still the devil. He should not be worshipped in God's house. But when you're using that music in God's house, you are worshiping the devil, whether you like that or not. And I know I might get some emails or some other letters on that. That is fine. All it does is it alerts me sometimes to things they say, the arguments they're using to try to perpetuate this and get others to accept it as really a part of the Bible, and it's not. You see, people are interpreting the Bible. They've already formed their opinions without the Bible. Now they're trying to twist the Bible to meet their opinions. That is always, always, always wrong. But look, when I preach, if somebody's rebelling against me or against what I've said, stands we've taken, and they say he's preaching the word. What he's preaching is just defend himself. If it's the word of God and I'm rightly dividing the word of God, then they, whether they realize it or not, have just complimented me to say he's preaching the word and he's standing by it. Because that's the call every preacher, teacher, evangelist, pastor has. Now, verse 35, and they built the high places of Baal, which are in the valley of the son of Ahinnom. Of Hinnom? To cause their sons and their daughters to pass through the fire to Molech, which I commanded them not. By the way, that's what they did in the valley of Hinnom over there near Jerusalem. They would had a place there where sometimes they offered babies. Yep, offered babies to Molech. Their own children. Just like they're offering human babies today in what they call abortion clinics. That is my opinion, and because it is the truth as far as I'm concerned, and so that's what it is, just doing that. And so he says, which I commanded them not, neither came it to my mind that they should do this abomination to cause Judah to sin. You see, the giving into the contemporary and the philosophies of the world's critical thinking. You know, you have these people call themselves higher critics. Textual critics and higher critics. Guess what they're going to find out? There's a book in heaven that has everything recorded, and they're going to stand before God. And that text is going to definitely commit, that book is going to condemn them, that has all things written. And they thought they were justified in being a higher critic of God and of the word. Wait till God, they find out, is the highest critic. And their lives are brought up before all heaven to see as to the word of God. And you see, by these things, with the contemporary critical thinking, all this other stuff, these people are sending their sons and their daughters through the fires, being taught morals by Hollywood instead of the Bible. And my friend, they are taught by the Hollywood. Now education wants to teach your children about, even in kindergarten, about these genders, which aren't genders. If it's not a male or female, it's not a gender. It's only two genders. But now they're teaching these things and about the sexual relationship of homosexuals and others and the how-tos and everything of that. My friend, let me tell you something. That is calling for the judgment of God upon this country. That's why there are homes that need to get right with God, get into a Bible preaching church, and do what the Bible says. You know, in Ephesians 5, it says, wives, obey your husbands. Don't expect your church to get right. Don't expect your country to get right. Don't expect your children, grandchildren, or at least your great-grandchildren to be in heaven, but expect them to be in hell. If you've got to be one of those that blow your top, you got to be one of those that have to have your way. You're not going to be obedient and in subjection, then my friend, you are destroying your home. If your husband doesn't love your wife as Christ loved the church, look, I can come to Christ with my heart, pour out my heart to him, and he listens. If your wife can't pour out her heart to you without getting her head bit off, then my friend, you are misrepresenting Jesus Christ, because in the marriage, a wife represents what a believer is to be to Jesus Christ, and the husband's representing what Jesus Christ is to us. And what you're doing, you're giving a bad example if you don't do it that way to your children and to the world about you. And don't expect your children to be saved. Don't expect revival in America until you get your home right, get yourself right, get your life right. Yes, your children have a free will. And you may teach them the right way 100% and they go another direction. You have a free will to turn back from what all these people that have snuck in unaware, that have crept in unawares, and just really get it right in your own home, in your own life, whether the rest of the world gets right or not. You want to stand before God, not ashamed at his appearing. But some will be ashamed at his appearing, whereas others have confidence. So we need to understand that. God never commanded these things they're doing today in the churches. And it's an abomination to God and the church, which was founded on right biblical doctrine and standards, the fundamentals of the faith, and the holiness of God and his inerrant word. And they didn't try to change the word. They didn't try to go with the new translation that they falsely say will help you to understand so much better. You know, isn't that interesting? They say the King James is hard to understand. Well, King James is on a fifth grade education level, so if the colleges and universities they went to and earned their doctorates from failed them, that they can't read at a fifth grade level, then they need to stop what they're doing. Maybe they need to sue those colleges that they can't understand a fifth grade level book, the Bible. Now, let's go on here, getting back here in Titus chapter 2. Now, I deviated there. I deviated on purpose. That was my thing. I deviated on purpose, so you'd get that.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.